There is a hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that if anyone accepts Islam, Allah will forgive his previous sins. Please can you let me know regarding this hadith, and if there are some more evidences from the glorious Quran regarding this. There is a hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, wherein Amr bin al-As, he wanted to accept Islam. And he comes to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in order to pledge allegiance to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and in order to accept Islam. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, stretches his hand, and Amr bin al-As, he's about to give allegiance and accept Islam, but he pulls his hand back. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, asks him why. So Amr bin al-As, he says that I have a condition. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, what is your condition? So he says, will my previous sins be forgiven? So the Prophet, peace be upon him, tells Amr bin al-As that don't you know that once you embrace Islam, all your previous sins are forgiven? And then Alhamdulillah, Amr bin al-As, he embraces Islam. From this hadith, we understand that once a person embraces Islam, all of his previous sins are forgiven. And he's like a newborn baby. Such a great opportunity for the non-Muslims to embrace Islam. Imagine a person, he may have committed murder, he may have robbed, he may have cheated, he may have done zina. But if he truly repents and he truly believes in Islam, he truly believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the last and final messenger, inshallah, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Furqan, chapter number 25, verse number 70, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. As for the one who repents, believes and does righteous deeds, then Allah will convert his evil deeds into good deeds. Such a great reward for a person who repents and believes and does righteous deeds. And the non-Muslims, those who embrace Islam, the moment they embrace Islam, all of their previous sins are forgiven. And we see that the non-Muslims, they are very enthusiastic when it comes to learning about Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the most gracious, he is the most merciful. If we take one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will take several steps towards us. But we need to be eager to learn regarding the religion of Islam. And we see several non-Muslims, they are embracing Islam. Why are they embracing Islam? Because they know Islam has a solution to the problems of humanity. They know Islam is a logical religion. They know Islam is a peaceful religion. Today, Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Thousands of people in the West, in America, in UK, in other parts of the world, they are embracing Islam because they are convinced with Islam.